Tejano Gold.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Welcome back. Gracias por regresar con nosotros al Tejano Gold Countdown. Mi nombre es Rudy Treviño, and the Top 20 Countdown is brought to you by your friends at L&F Distributors, Anheuser-Busch, that's Budweiser, and Bud Light Seltzer. Now, back to the countdown. Number 13 on this week's Top 20 is Elida Reina y Amante with Alas Rotas, right here on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Esta día no me perdonarás. Para ti fue definitivo y sé que no hay vuelta atrás. Te necesito yo, sin ti no tengo nada. Es tu recuerdo al que beso en la mañana.
Tejano Gold Countdown at number 13, Elida Reina y Amante. Down from number 11 with Alas Rotas.
Number 12.
Moving up one spot to number 12 this week is He Tratado de Olvidarte by J.R. Gomez on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Tanto amor por ti,
Tejano Gold Countdown and J.R. Gomez with He Tratado de Olvidarte. Number 12 on the Top 20 Countdown this week. In our studios, Dr. Patsy Torres, someone that has a talent for talking to kids and encouraging them to stay in school through her Positive Force tour. Although that's put on hold for now, you continue to put your PhD in education and organizational leadership to good use. Patsy, kids are so influenced by you and your story. So, since we're on the subject, who were your influences when you were a teenager, especially musically?
Actually, it was Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson and Van Halen. When I started, I was a rocker. And then when I started actually singing, before that, I was looking at Tower of Power and trumpet players, because I was a trumpet player. And I kept thinking that I wasn't going to be singing much. I just kept thinking, okay, this is just happening. This is kind of an accident that I'm singing. This isn't going to be my career. So there was never that goal or that ambition, you know, to be like this singer or that singer. There was singers I admired, Janet Jackson, Whitney Houston, Linda Ronstadt, stuff like that. I started meeting Tejano singers. Like, I met Laura Canales, and right away she started calling me the Chicana Madonna because I was dressed in spandex and lace and, you know, headbands and everything like that. So I had a good relationship with her, and I always made friends with all the artists, especially the girls. I was new to it, and I always made friends. And then when I was getting more accolades and the younger, newer artists started coming, I would encourage them, like I did with Shelley and Stephanie, and, well, Selena too. When I met Selena, we made friends right away, and then I introduced her to Shelley, because Selena would go to my gigs. Shelly would go to my gigs, so when Selena went to my gig in San Antonio and Shelly was there, that's when I had the chance to introduce them.
We've been talking about your new song, Noticias Falsas, or Fake News. Knowing you, there's another hit following this one.
Yes, it's a single called Dame Dame Tu Corazon, which is actually the name of the album, and it's a cumbia. It's a really fun, cute cumbia, and that's coming out next. I've also got a country-type ranchera that's going to be coming out. I have a Papacito that I released on Father's Day is going to be on that album also, or is on that album. Papacito Mio that I dedicated to all the fathers in heaven, which I wrote for my father. I also have another song called Regresa Mi. I actually recorded it last year, but never, you know, kept it for this album. And it's about all the people we've been missing. We've lost so many people, Rudy. I made the comment that Facebook looks like an obituary. And it's amazing. You get on the news feed and all these people are saying, pray for my aunt, passed away, my dad, my wife, my brother, my cousin. I mean, it's right and left. And although the majority is from the virus, there are other people passing away from cancer and heart attacks, and, you know, so it's very eye-opening to see this. I guess it just shows the mortality of all of us, that we have to hold on to each day and cherish each day of life that we have, because it can be so fleeting. Do the best. Be the best we can. Help others. Be someone that helps, makes this a better world.
More with Patsy Torres in just a bit, but first, back to the countdown. Number 11 on our top 20 is Savannah V featuring Stephanie Montiel with Vive on Tejano Gold Countdown.
En esta vida ten mucho cuidado, no es tan fácil como se ve.
Escucha mi
Tejano Gold Countdown with Savannah V featuring Stephanie Montiel with Vive, song number 11 on Tejano Gold Countdown. Now let's get the latest on what's happening in La Onda from TejanoNation.net. Here's Romeo.
Hello, Rudy. TejanoNation.net is the number one source for Tejano news, and here's what's happening right now. After 38 years in the music business, Shelly Lade still has surprises in store for her fans, and her latest single is one of them. Little Miss Dynamite has released a catchy retro-sounding cumbia titled Sassy Puedes that features the big band sound of the past. Shelly shared details on her new song with Tejano Nation's Sylvia Carizales.
I, for a long time, have been a big band orchestra fan. Like of the genre of the 30s and 40s music, like Glenn Miller, the Andrews Sisters. That's the music that I love to listen to. And I always wanted to implement it in my music in some way. I'm not writing the music. It's been around for generations, but I wanted to reintroduce it to people in my way. And I knew, aside from your Glenn Millers and your Andrews Sisters, I knew that in the 30s and 40s there were Latin orchestras that still sounded big band, but were in Spanish and that did cumbias and, you know, stuff like that. So believe me, it was very hard to find exactly what I wanted.
Shelly says her new single represents a distinctive brass sound that sets the tone for her upcoming album titled LMD 82, scheduled for release before the end of the year. Sassy Puedes from Shelly Lade is only available for download from her official website, shellylades.online. Coming up, the latest health date on Little Joe after his COVID-19 diagnosis. Details next hour right here on the Tejano Gold Countdown. Here's Rudy with more of the biggest hits of the week.
Thanks, Romeo. We'll check back with you in the next hour. We are halfway there, and we're going to be back with the 10 biggest Tejano music hits of the week, plus more with our special guest, Patsy Torres, and of course, the answer to your Tejano Gold Countdown trivia quiz, brought to you by your friends at Mono Mundo Recordings and the Mavericks album En Español. Your chance to win a Mavericks prize pack online at TejanoGoldCountdown.com. Okay, here's the trivia question again. Known for his ability to play several instruments, including the saxophone, violin, and piano, this legend in Tejano music was sent to the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired when he was 8 years old. He later recorded with Ideal Records. Can you name this legendary artist that was inducted into the Tejano Music Hall of Fame, recognizing him for his excellence to the Tejano music industry? We've got the answer coming up later in the show. More Tejano Gold Countdown is on the way.
Tejano Gold. Botlight Seltzer Call Center y Bar.
Mira, una duda. ¿Seltzer en español se dice gaseosa?
Sí, gaseosa está bien.
Gracias.
Botlight Seltzer Call Center y Bar.
¿Soy yo otra vez? ¿Y agua con gas?
Sí, sí, también. Botlight Seltzer Call Center
y Bar. ¿Y soda?
Mire, señor, llámela soda, agua con gas o como quiera. Lo importante es que Botlight Seltzer tiene alcohol, es refrescante, deliciosa y sabe a mango.
Me encanta el mango.
Botlight Seltzer, indudablemente buena. Anheuser-Busch Botlight Seltzer IRC Beers Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey everybody, this is Raul Malo from the Mavericks. We hope this finds you well, safe, and healthy during these crazy times. I want to tell you about a new record we have coming out on August 21st. It's our very first Spanish language album titled En Español. Here is the first single, Poder Vivir. Thank you so much for listening and take care.
Yeah.